All right, is iOS 13 time for everybody? If you'd like to see what's new in iOS 13 in this two-part series of what's new in iOS 13, the first part will cover the accessibility new features, and the second part would be all the mainstream and other new features you can find within iOS 13. So let's get this show on the road. Welcome to AppleViz Podcast, iOS 13 Special Edition. Hello, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville Osgo by the name of Anonymous. In this cast, we are going to cover what's new in iOS 13. This is part one of what's new in terms of accessibility. So these are some of the things that you will find within iOS 13 in terms for accessibility new features. All right, so without further ado, let's begin here. The first thing you're going to notice right when you install iOS 13 is, whoa, what's all this haptic stuff going on? Well, that's a new feature with VoiceOver, is that you have way more haptic going on. So as you swipe left, right, up, down, open things up, you're going to feel more the haptic being pronounced. It's like everything you do has a haptic to it. Now, the good news about this is that you can turn this off globally, or you can customize it. So yes, that is a new feature in that. So to get to there, I'll just describe it quickly here. You go under Settings and then Accessibility, which, by the way, Accessibility is now in the main root of Settings. Once you go to Accessibility, go down to VoiceOver and head on down to something called Audio. Double tap that, and then there will be a Sound and Haptic in there. And once you go in there, there should be a Haptic area.
Haptics, heading.
And from here, you have the global stuff.
Haptics, on.
You can turn that on and off, or you can customize each of the haptic one by one if you want, and customize the way you want. So those are the new haptic feature that you can expect. Another new feature that you're going to probably notice right when you install iOS 13, especially for those that do Touch Explorer. Touch Explorer, what that is, instead of doing just swipe up, down, left, right, you're just actually touching around the screen to find particular elements. Sometimes this is easier and faster, a little more efficient, but you're going to notice it is quite remarkably faster. It is much faster than it was before. I am in my control center, and I'm going to show you. I'm just barely moving my finger around.
Hearing device. Hear count screen. Do not Bluetooth.
Tile. And you can hear that. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And that is the new fast, quick, to the point. And, you know, the good thing about it, you'll find the elements much quicker. Bad thing is that if you go too fast, you're going to miss that element too quick as well. That is a set speed that Apple have determined, and it's going to be a lot faster than iOS 12, and you cannot change this option. So just a heads up. Voice control is something that you will find within the iOS 13. Some of you probably already heard about this in WWDC 2019 when they announced this new feature. This feature is very much like, if you can think of VoiceOver touch gesture, we are able to swipe left, right, up, down. Well, now you're able to use your voice to do the same thing. So this is great for people with disabilities with their hands or arms and other disabilities that they may have, that touch gesture is become cumbersome or difficult. So I have voice control on. I'm going to say some commands so you can hear it for yourself. And it works with VoiceOver quite well. Swipe right.
Messages.
Swipe
right. Double tap
to
open. Use 3D touch. Voice screen reader. Double tap to open. Use 3D touch to show home screen actions.
Open app switcher.
App switcher. Settings. Active.
Swipe up.
With three fingers to close the app. Close settings.
Double tap.
Voice. Current action. Close voice. Active.
Go home.
Mail. 8 unread emails. Double tap to open. Use 3D touch to show home screen actions. Actions available.
And those are some of the voice controls, commands, and features you can expect in iOS 13. This next new feature is something I think a lot of you are going to love. Absolutely. This is one of my most favorite as well. You are now be able to modify and customize the various VoiceOver touch gestures, at least to the most of them. Not all are available. For most, you can do. So all those gestures you do, left, right, up, down, whatever, not, you can now customize that. For example, I have a two-finger swipe to the left and right assigned to my rotor. So in other words, instead of using my two fingers to do a combination, I could just do a two-finger swipe to the left.
Language. Vertical navigation. Headings.
And to the right.
Vertical navigation. Language. Actions.
And you can do anything you wish. This is fantastic. At that example, I wanted to show you because a lot of people have a hard time using the rotor gesture. And now I have reassigned it by doing a two-finger swipe to the left and right. You can find this under Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, a new area called Commands, and go under Touch Gestures. And from there, you can reassign and modify to most touch gestures. This next feature is for those that love to use your keyboard. If you're a heavy keyboard user, or if you're new to keyboard and something just becomes too difficult or hard to remember all the shortcuts. Well, I got a new feature here that allows you to change the keyboard shortcuts to what you want. So, for example, if I want to relabel an app, for example, typically I would have to hit the slash. If I don't like the slash, you can change this to whatever you want. So in my case, I have Control 1 for this. I'm going to do Control 1.
Started editing. Finished editing.
And now I can rename the label as I wish by now using Control 1 that I've assigned to relabel an element. You can now find this under Settings, Accessibility, VoiceOver, and go down to the Commands, to the Keyboard Shortcuts, and from there you can create or modify an existing shortcut. There is a new feature called Activities. Activities allows you to have preset options that you select from. So that could be the voiceover voices, to the speed, to different braille implementation, how it pronounces pronunciation. So you can implement this across globally or a certain app. Let me give you an example. I know that may not make sense, but let's just go to the Mail app, for example.
Mail, 9 unready mails.
As you heard there, that's the typical Tom's voice, and he's at about 65% speech rate, right? So let's go under Mail, double tap.
Mail.
Mailboxes, back button.
And then it automatically went to Ava at 60 speed rate.
Edit button.
And that is part of Activities. So you can customize how you want that to be used. That could be at any app, can be set to different activities or preset that you have. Or the global thing I was telling you about, let's go back to the home screen.
Mail, Strongbox.
When you do the rotor now, you should have something called Activities.
Activities.
Now, I have two customized activities preset that I've put in. I have the Ava, and also have the Siri at a higher voice. So let's go up.
Siri 80.
There's Siri.
Ava 70.
And there's the Ava 70 that I... So those are the two presets I can do. So if I go to Siri.
Calendar. Dice World. 10 new items.
So it goes a lot faster. And if you go back to the activities.
Activities.
And then you can go down.
No activity selected.
And it goes back to the normal state. These are easily customizable. And you can design it anyway by going under Settings to Accessibility, VoiceOver, down to a button called Activities. And from there, you can design your own new preset. You're going to notice a couple of new things in the rotor. One of them is called context. Let me explain that a little bit to you. So if you're familiar with the 3D touch, you 3D touch, force touch on application, for example, we're going to use App Store. It's going to present a set of things you can choose from. So you're probably familiar with that. And so in this new one, you do not have to do the 3D touch. If you want to implement a 3D touch, all you have to do is go to the App Store, for example. We'll go to that.
App Store.
And we're going to do a swipe up.
Show context menu.
And you're going to hear this option. Double tap.
Dismiss context menu.
And voila. Now you are presented with the same set of options that you would see if you would do a force touch or a 3D touch on an app now. There's a new feature called Slide to Type. This is a new keyboard, and it's on by default, and this allows you to slide around to create a word instead of having to tap on each and every letter that you want to type. So let me show you an example here. I'm going to spell hello as I normally do. This is with touch typing, and I'm going to pretend I'm going to go to the letter H, and I'm not going to release it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hold it down, and then I'm going to go up where I think E is, and then I'm going to go to the right until I think I found L, then up to O. And there's a reason I'm doing this, so let's show you what I'm doing here.
Cap F, Cap G, Cap H, Cap G, Cap R, Cap E, Cap O, Cap E, Cap L, Cap K, Cap L, Cap O, Cap I, India, Cap O, Cap O.
All right, so what I did, I slide around without ever having to release on the key. Otherwise, touch typing, we had to tap on H, go up to E, tap on E, and then tap on L, and we tapped it. So before, we were able to slide to E and then let go, and I'll put the E in, and then slide to L and then let go. This new slide to typing will predict what the word is going to be, and then I'll put it in for you. So before we do that, and as I mentioned before, this is turned on by default. So let me delete the character I put in.
Delete. Capo.
And within the rotor, you can now turn the option to slide to type on within rotor. So you'll have to select that within rotor before you'll be able to see this in your rotor. So let's go to my slide to type.
Edit. Slide to type.
And turn on.
Slide to type on.
All right. Now, I'm going to do the exact same thing what I've just done. The only difference I'm going to make is that when I put my first finger on the H, I'm going to wait for a minute. It's going to, you're going to hear this indicator tone. That means it's ready to do slide typing. So you can use either or touch typing or slide typing if it's set to on. Once you hear the indicator, just slide your finger up to E, slide your finger to L, L, O. And by that time, it should tell me the word hello. And then I'm going to hit the space bar and I'll insert hello. So let's go to H.
Cap G, Cap F, Cap, Cap H. Hotel, key, key, keyed, heel, 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 heel. Hello, hello, hello.
There we go.
Space, space, hello.
And then I'll put hello. And then I'll do the same for there, T-H-E-R-E. So you go to the letter T, wait until you get the indicator, and pretend you're going to the letter H, and then back up to E, and slide over to R, and then back to E. Right where you think it is. It doesn't have to be right on, but it does a pretty good job of getting the word that you want. Of course, this sounds a lot easier in the said and the done. That's because I've done this for a couple of months, so it's much easier for me, and I find it to be really quick, too. So let's try it here.
T, tango, try, tech, there, 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 space, space, there.
There you go. Actually, it predicted that word before I even got to the R. So as when I went to T, H, and then E, and I start going to R, it already assumed that I wanted to be there. That's the cool part, and that's what makes it faster, is that it's less typing and less having to tap around for the word. So that is slide to type. This is a new feature, although it's not just for VoiceOver users only. This is global for anyone that is using iOS 13, is going to notice something on the right side. Now we have this thing called the vertical scroll bar. Yes, we did have the scroll bar before. You found that in contacts and other various apps. But now this is more obvious, and you're going to see this everywhere. I mean everywhere. And it's a great new feature. I found it to be very useful. So let's just say I'm in Newsify. I'm reading my news, for example. So I'll just pick a couple here.
Igniting global outrage. Senior staffer at MIT. Apple says clean Apple Card with a...
And you hear all the news, right? But if you go to the right now and tap the right side of the screen.
Vertical scroll bar, 53 pages, 50% adjustable.
So I am at page, there are 53 pages in total. I am halfway through all the 53 pages. So if you want to go up and down now.
60%, 70%.
And I'm now at 70% way down my 53 page. If I go over to the left here.
Apple Card now available to all iPhone users.
And obviously I'm at a new topic because I went down further. Now at the very bottom you'll find this as well. So if you do a four finger tap towards the bottom,
vertical scroll bar, 53 pages, 100% adjustable.
Swipe because you tap towards the bottom, value. It's going to be at 100%. So it's going to be at the bottom of every each and each page that has a very long list of things. So that is the new vertical scroll bar to find and watch for. Now you're going to notice something a little different when you're in camera. The camera will now give a little more suggestions, especially when it comes to leveling. Yes, so if you have leveling issues, it's going to tell you to tilt left or right, and it's going to give you, say, hey, it's level now, and then you know you're taking a straight-on shot of yourself or whatever you're taking pictures of. So let's show you the camera mode here.
One face near bottom edge. Tilt right. One face centered. Near right edge. Centered.
And in the demonstration, you heard that it was trying to find my face, and so I was moving things around, and finally it says it is going to tilt, so I had to tilt it, and then you hear the doot-doot, and then it was level. That is how you know when it's level and centered, and that's when you can take a picture. Another feature that was announced at WWDC 2019 was a new Siri woman voice. You probably heard that the voice sounds different and better in some ways. I'm going to show you an example. I'm in message here. I'm going to use something with more with the punctuation so you can hear her inflection, okay? Here we go. Hello, question mark. Are you there, question mark? How are you? I'm doing fine!
Hello. Are you there? How are you? I'm doing fine.
And as you can hear, that new voice is quite a bit of difference. And yes, you can use that as a voiceover voice. So to the home screen here.
Show context menu. Edit mode. Home. Mail. 9 unready mails. Newsify. 315 new item. Mail. 9 unready mails. Messages. Voice stream. Bard mobile. Newsify. Smart news. Recently.
As you can hear, that is the new Siri female voice. However, I will tell you to those out there, this is a U.S. voice only, and it does not affect male, only for the female, and is not available to any other countries at this time. And so with that, those are some of the features that we wanted to present to you. Obviously, as you explore on your own throughout iOS 13, you're going to find many more features that we did not cover in this cast. Now, as always, please do share other tips and features that you found that other people might be interested in. Just come to applefits.com, find a particular blog or this particular podcast, and put down some of the suggestions and features that you liked about iOS 13 that others can read. All right, well, that's going to do. Until next time, goodbye.